Hello and welcome to another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jantz, and my guest today is Charlie Moore. He is the founder and chairman of Rocket Lawyer, a company organization that, if you read the website, says that over 10 million people a year visit Rocket Lawyer to simplify their legal lives. So, Charlie, thanks for joining us. Tell me how I'm going to simplify my legal life.
Sure, John. It's a pleasure to be with you. So when we started Rocket Lawyer, we thought about regular people, small businesses, and some of the challenges that they might be facing. In fact, as an entrepreneur myself, I've lived some of those challenges. And I love, for example, how your website talks about taking a systematic approach to marketing. As a lawyer and entrepreneur and the founder here, what we were trying to do is to give ordinary people, small businesses, entrepreneurs maybe like myself, a systematic way to address and manage their legal affairs. And by taking a systematic approach, by getting access, which big businesses do, of course, by getting access to a set of tools that help an entrepreneur, a small business owner, think through legal risks, legal liabilities, What we think at Rocket Lawyer is that entrepreneurs can actually turn the tables and make their legal affairs a competitive advantage by doing simple things that have been expensive in the past, like putting things in writing, making contracts. By if you're an entrepreneur who owns a business, thinking about estate planning, putting some of your assets into a trust, by doing marketing agreements and co-marketing agreements and privacy policies and all that stuff that we face as small businesses, by putting that stuff in writing in a way that's affordable, using the tools that a site like Rocket Lawyer can offer, we think that a business can actually take a systematic approach to their legal affairs and actually make what has erstwhile been a real pain point for businesses a competitive advantage.
Now, you are a practicing attorney, or were a card-carrying ABA member, right? Do you feel any? Is there any pushback from the traditional legal community that would say, "Oh, you know, you can't systemize this. It's all custom. It's all needs, you know, our set of eyes and our expertise." I mean, is there, obviously I'm playing devil's advocate because I know what your answer is going to be, but, how do you address that, you know, potential criticism?
Well, you know, I get that question a lot, and it's a great question. I think lawyers have in the past felt threatened by online self-help legal services. What's unique about our approach is that first we have almost 100,000 lawyer profiles at Rocket Lawyer. You can just click the Find a Lawyer tab, and in fact, we've got a couple of patents pending on what we think is a real simple, easy way. We call it click-through legal review to work with a real lawyer online. And that's a different approach than many of the self-help sites that have existed for a while have taken with the bar and with licensed attorneys. There's been more of a competition, meaning you can either do it yourself or you can work with, in some cases, some of these sites have had, funny pictures of lawyers in shark outfits and so forth. And so I think actually, I do a fair amount of just talking to lawyers out there about how to help people in a more affordable way online, and as a result, we've actually been embraced by the legal community because I think everybody at this point understands that our legal system needs some reform, and 50%+ of people in the United States die without a will. Now, I don't think they die without a will because they don't care. I think things like wills or incorporating a small business have been inaccessible because of the expense for a lot of people. And so what lawyers, I think, are starting to understand is they need better tools to be able to leverage themselves to help more people. And the people out there, whether they're individuals or small business owners, you know, they need these tools as well to manage this complex world without going broke in the process. And so we're trying to do that for folks.
I would imagine that there would be some percentage of attorneys that would look at some of the types of processes that, you know, that you address, maybe a simple lease or you know, an annual report filing or something that is not work they really want to do anyway. And so to
That's right. It's work actually, though, that lawyers have traditionally used as a gateway to developing an ongoing, maybe even a lifetime client relationship. And so you can still do that with Rocket Lawyer. So go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, let's get into a couple of the areas, particularly that you see businesses that maybe because they don't want to pay, you know, $3,000 for a document or something. What are some of the areas that you see, you know, maybe they neglect? I mean, they go without instead that you think that particularly, and I guess I'm talking about specific documents or specific instances or types of coverage to get in writing that you think you actually can really open up and make very accessible to a lot of folks with the idea that maybe now a lot more businesses will actually have them.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, there are some deadly sins that entrepreneurs commit, and not because they are doing it on purpose, but maybe because they've got to juggle a lot of stuff,
right,
and so they end up not doing some of these things that can really be a competitive advantage and certainly reduce their legal costs and liability. For example, I think it all starts with planning, and it starts with thinking about what you're going to be doing in this business. And in many cases, it's going to make sense to incorporate the business. Now, most people who conduct business in the United States do it either in a sole proprietorship or they're doing some contracting work. Well, they may not think about the potential liability of doing that work without having some form of a corporate structure which can protect their personal assets from liability should something go wrong. And that's something that I think everyone should consider upfront as soon as they start taking money for a product or service outside of a relationship with a corporation. And so as soon as you strike out on your own or you're going to do that eBay power selling business out of your garage, is a good time to start thinking about the legal structure under which you're going to conduct business. And
we could do a whole show on, you know, which form would would probably be the best.
And I'm happy to come back and do that with you at some point. Now, another thing, after you've sort of skipping forward, because you're right, we can do a show on is it better for you to form your business as a C corp or an S corp or an LLC? And I'd be happy to do that. But let's say you've made the decision to do that. After that, then you start to think about your actual business model. And are you a contractor? Are you a wedding photographer? Whatever it may be, usually there's some set of legal documents that you ought to have in your toolkit that you're going to use over and over again. You ought to have those documents in the first instance set up so that they're favorable to you as the person who's offering up the contract. And you wouldn't believe how many entrepreneurs haven't thought about that, but usually the one who presents the contract in the first place, and lawyers argue about this all the time, it's called the battle of the forms. And so lawyers argue all the time about whose form are we going to start with. Well, guess what? If you're an entrepreneur, and this is what I'm talking about, a competitive advantage, if your marketing agreement or your consulting agreement is one that you're comfortable with, you know every line in it, you can start out with a competitive advantage in the negotiation over the fees and the other elements of that business relationship if you've thought about it in advance, you have your standard form you use all the time, and you make it easier for the other party to do business with you because you say, sure, here's my standard form that I always use, and let me just forward it to you from Rocket Lawyer or another account that I might use. You've got a competitive advantage right there. So I think that's sort of the second deadly sin, is not thinking through your business model and what documents are going to be standard. You're going to use them over and over again in your business and having those right at the ready. Another thing that businesses may not think about is what's the name of the business going to be? And ought I trademark that? Is there going to be a likelihood that the name I chose is going to be confused with something else, either the name of the business or my product, and that goes right to marketing, of course. And so thinking about the names and the branding that I do for the business, is there somebody else out there that's already done that? And again, we can do a whole other show about that. So there's several other elements, but I think what they all really will boil down to with these deadly sins is thinking in advance about the legal structure of your business and the legal needs that your business is going to have. And you'd be surprised how many folks sort of start to think about those things as problems arise rather than in advance. And here we talk about it as thinking about your legal needs as the way you think about a vitamin instead of an aspirin. You don't have to wait till you have a headache. In fact, you can probably have fewer headaches if you take better care of yourself up front.
This halftime break is brought to you by Constant Contact. Constant Contact helps small businesses and nonprofits build great customer relationships with email marketing, event marketing, and online surveys. Visit them today at constantcontact.com and sign up for your free 60-day trial. Do you believe that any business that, particularly a service business or a consulting business, you know, where it's not maybe a $29 product, should use agreements in just about every instance?
You know, I do. I think reducing agreements to writing is something that goes as far back as the Romans, and it's a good business practice. It avoids it actually can really preserve relationships because you've taken the time and effort to memorialize in writing what the terms are, the rules, the sandbox you're going to operate within, and then that'll typically stand the test of time. On the other hand, when businesses are maybe a little sloppier and they don't do that, that's when disputes and problems and a lot of costs can arise later. So absolutely, even if it's a $29.95 product, I mean, we've all clicked through licensing agreements. It's because in that case, if you've got a $29.95 product, if you're going to make a living, you're going to have to sell a lot of it.
Yeah.
And so the rules under which you're going to sell a lot of those widgets ought to be memorialized the same way as if you're going to do a six-figure consulting agreement. Yeah. So you ought to think about it in both ways. And again, that's a great question, John. I would take it back to what's my business and what do I need to document that business and to make that business really thrive.
You list on your website that there are somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe in excess of actually 14,000 forms. Of course, I'm sure that one question always comes up is, yeah, but not the one I need, because there's so many different things they can. But is there a simple way for somebody, let's say somebody comes to you and takes your advice of trying to be proactive and they say, okay, I'm in X industry or X business. I mean, is there the, you know, okay, click and go down this path approach? Here are, you know, the 100 forms that probably matter to you most?
Yeah. So we have something that we call the legal checkup, and it's completely free. We encourage everybody to use it. What you're going to get at the end of the legal checkup with Rocket Lawyer is your legal health score and a series of recommendations mm-hmm. about your specific situation. So you click through that. It takes 10 minutes or less, and if you've used a tax prep software program, you'd be used to doing that. You answer a few simple questions about yourself, about your business, and then we'll. So if you tell us that you own rental property, we'll say, you know, you ought to consider putting these things in writing in a lease. You may need to evict people. That's a very specialized. Mm-hmm. There are a very specialized set of compliance requirements in evictions, and that you need to think about way in advance the way that you treat your tenants. If you're going to be in a legal position to then evict someone later, which is part of being a landlord. So we'll take you through a series of pretty simple questions to understand your situation, and then we'll make some recommendations about some basic legal documents that you ought to put in place for your business and also for yourself personally to have a higher legal health score, which will mean you're better protected.
I know that you mentioned the idea of finding an attorney that you are building basically a local directory type of approach. Any advice on people that, whether they're using Rocket Lawyer or they just decide, gosh, I need some legal help? That's a question I get sometimes, too, is, how does a small business owner find an attorney that ends up being right for them? I mean, I guess it's the age-old question of any service professional, but you've probably seen people go through that process multiple times now. Is there sort of a magic set of questions or way to approach finding an attorney relationship?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily magic, but it is something that we spend a lot of time working on and trying to perfect. So in our case, we. Pretty much everything at Rocket Lawyer is intended to function as an interview. So you can, if you want to find a lawyer, you do what we call our smart referral interview. Mm-hmm. So you click the find a lawyer link, and what instead of browsing through like a yellow pages,
right.
Which you've seen a lot of instances of directories, professional directories on the web, they're really pretty much just the yellow mm-hmm. pages. You see it. A picture and some text about what the specialties are and where they went to school and stuff like that. While we have those profiles on the site, that's not the way that most people interact with the site to find a lawyer. What they do is they tell us again about themselves and about their situation in our find a lawyer interview. And then we have an algorithm that will help to match them with a lawyer that wants to and thinks that they're qualified to help people in their situation. And so first and foremost with Rocket Lawyer, you ought to get a lawyer who really wants to work with people like you. Mm-hmm. And that's not always the case when you get just a referral from a friend or
sure.
something. That lawyer may take you on because of that referral, but they may not. You may not be exactly right for their practice, and they might not be just right for you.
Sure.
And so with this, the way that we approach it, you'll actually get contacted by more than one lawyer, and you'll have an opportunity to interact with them before you engage any given one. And the last thing that we try to do is to just give you plenty of information about that lawyer before you even engage. So you'll be able to go back, look at the lawyer's profile now, see their rating, see are there documents, hopefully the ones, for example, real estate, hopefully they've contributed to the real estate documents that are on the site, and you can see that and see how they've participated in the network and see what other people have said about them, and that can help to inform your decision when you ultimately start working together. And the last thing I'll say is the other thing we encourage, and one of the ways that we try to make legal services more affordable is, how often do you really need to go to the lawyer's office? I mean, he's not going to that lawyer's not going to stick a stethoscope on you and stuff like that.
Right, right.
In most cases today, you don't need to pay for a big expensive office for the lawyer to have. You're going to work with them mostly online or by phone anyway, so why pay that extra expense for that big fancy office that you're never going to see? So lots of the lawyers on Rocket Lawyer are lawyers who are starting to build their costs around an online practice and then pass that cost on to the consumer.
So the since we're talking about costs, you have a kind of a tiered monthly subscription model is how people access Rocket Lawyer, is that right?
Yeah, Rocket Lawyer is a membership program, and so along the lines of thinking about your legal needs proactively, we think that an ounce of prevention is worth the pound of cure. And so that ounce of prevention is you pay Rocket Lawyer a small membership fee each month. For a consumer, it's only $20. Mm-hmm. For a business, it's only $39.95 or $40. Unlimited access to legal documents and discounts from attorneys nationwide. So you can actually use lawyers back to that point that are highly specialized. You can use more than one lawyer. And what you'll find is that for Rocket Lawyer members, the hourly costs of using most of the lawyers, in fact, in the network, are going to be lower than what they charge to non-Rocket Lawyer members.
Well, awesome. We have exhausted our time for this episode, but Charlie, thanks for joining me. Very interesting to hear about Rocket Lawyer. I think it's definitely a service that small businesses, particularly those that are just ignoring the legal stuff. It's like ignoring the dentist, right? Eventually it'll catch up with you. Certainly could be a place for you to go and maybe get some of your first taste of some of this kind of coverage. So thanks, and
it's an absolute pleasure.
Well, I will take you up on that show about, particularly we can come back and talk about IP and trademarks. I think that would be a great marketing show as well.
Sounds good. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Thanks.